This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, hour number two of The Big Show on a way back Wednesday, pre-2008, songs about stealing, and this one pretty much sums it all up. Barry, kicking off hour number two the right way as we welcome you back in.
Barry's list is hour number two.
Barry's right. The straight man. I'm the funny guy. And yep. And area code 505. Just you can
ending in. Go ahead, because you know
go
what's going to happen.
Away. God, and you're an idiot. There you go.
Somebody said, "What did Rasteel do now?" I mean, Blaine. We've talked about it now for a couple days, bro. Got to keep up. Got to go back and podcast it.
Tomorrow we're on remote, and then Friday morning they're on remote at a golf tournament in Galveston. And I've already warned Lance that they should hide the towels.
Nice. Very nice. Took me a second. Very nice. Yeah. That's good.
I mean, not even the ball washers are safe.
Oh. Because they have a towel there.
Indeed.
There you go.
There you go.
Somebody, that wasn't funny.
Somebody texted the show. Even by Nick's standards, his list was horrible this week. It was so bad, I'm now going to go vote for Ted Cruz.
Oh,
you see what
up.
You've done, Nick?
I've had way worse lists than this one.
You're making people change their votes.
Nick just got 3 tweets from Beto's camp looking for a donation.
They just want to build a wall around the producer's room. It's so bad. Random question. Have y'all ever had someone park so close to your vehicle in a parking lot that you couldn't get into your ride? I don't know, Nick. Has that ever happened to you?
Nice.
Did that ever happen to you?
That actually has happened to me.
Wonder who did that.
Yeah, an a-hole by the name of Barry Laminack.
That sucks. All right, back to the question that we teased. What would it take to have O'Brien hire an OC?
I think it's Bob McNair coming in and saying, look, we gave you the extension. We're not going to get rid of you. But I own this team. And it's obviously we've given you ample opportunities to do something differently offensively. And if you're not going to do it at your own speed and liberties, then I'm going to step in and tell you, you need to go out and find an offensive coordinator.
Yeah, usually the GM will go to the coach and say, hey, we've got to make some changes.
Well, we know that ain't
happening. That ain't happening. So this is going to take Bob McNair, I'm with you. And I think what you're going to have to see is it's going to take a few more games, it's going to take a few more losses, and it's going to take more struggling from the offense. The second half helped because they did show signs, and I get that 100 of the 400 yards he almost threw for, Deshaun Watson that is, was on that last drive, which meant nothing. It was garbage time. But it's kind of like how Fitzpatrick probably saved his starting gig with his second half. Didn't win the game, but it showed that, hey, look, I just had a bad first half. Yeah. I'm still your guy. I think what it's going to take is Bob McNair basically saying, I'm not going to fire you because I owe you too much money, but I'm firing everybody else and you're starting over, and that includes hiring an OC. Get who you want, but you've got to hand that over to somebody else. Now, the problem becomes, so what if you do force him to get an OC? There are offensive coordinators that don't do all the play call, and the coach can decide, hey, I want to run the ball here. I don't care what I want to run the ball left. Or, I don't care who, you know, which hole you hit on the left side. I don't care if it's a pitch, but I want to run the ball left right here. And the OC has to do that.
Or it's just free money for somebody because O'Brien's going to go, okay, I'm going to hire you and you're going to have this title. I'm still doing everything. You're going to be my puppet because I'll tell you what we're going to do. Like you said, what plays we're going to run. And that's just the way it's going to be.
That's probably what really McNair sucks. Is afraid of, too. I mean, there's a good possibility he's definitely afraid of that. And for whatever reason, owners tend to be afraid of head coaches so much in this league. It's ridiculous.
It's an intimidation thing.
Chip Kelly, in his last year, he went up to the owner and said, man, I want complete control. And he just did not care. And I was talking to, Eitan Shander, who does a show in the morning on the Philly, the Fanatic 97.5 in Philadelphia. And he was saying the same thing. He went in there, he went into the office, demanded to have complete control. The owner freaked out, gave him complete control, gave him the big contract, gave him what he wanted, and then ended up firing him a season or two later.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why owners are so terrified of head coaches. And you're right. If he goes up to him and tells him to pick his own offensive coordinator, I don't know if that's going to fix the problem.
Well, I think that part of the reason for being, quote, I don't know that they're terrified. I think they get enamored with a guy similar to how McNair was enamored with Gary Kubiak and loved everything about what Kubiak did and represented and wanted him a part of the organization. And I think that guys get enamored with a guy like Chip Kelly because of the potential that he can bring. And so you say, I trust this guy. I'm bringing him in. I might as well give him the keys to the kingdom. And then you don't realize that it backfires on you. They're not as good as you thought. They're not. They don't have the types of things that you had anticipated them being able to do. And so it just becomes a...
I've seen it with a lot of coaches. I've seen the coaches that have that intimidation factor. And part of it is, too, they're elusive. They don't want to talk to ownership.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of guys out there that have basically done everything they can to avoid talking to the owner. And in certain cases, I've recommended highly. Les Alexander was a hands-on owner, and he wanted to talk to the coach every single day.
Oh, no, that would suck. Could you imagine if David Gow came down here every day and went, like, Nick is our coach, right? Like, you would be our coach. Or is Jong our coach and you're our coordinator?
I mean, however way you want to.
But that would be like every single day, Gal would come down and be like, well, how do you think today went, Nick?
The reason why it's different, though, is because...
But here's my point. Here's my point in saying that, though. I recommended Kevin McHale, for one, talk to him every day. Answer his calls. And he had your reaction at first. And I was like, you know why? Because if you don't, the only information... He's going to talk to somebody. And the only information they're getting... is going to make them look great and probably make you look bad. Yeah. So you got to kind of weigh that.
I just don't think it's that. But is it that big of an issue when you have what, two people to answer to? So when you're a head coach, you have basically what, the GM and the owner, and that dynamic doesn't exist in every.
Well, you'll have others. I'm guessing
because
my point is you're not answering to that many people.
No, yeah, maybe four at the most, five.
And I think when you have a lot of people between you and the main guy, I think that's when it would be annoying.
Right.
Like, that's why if Mr. Guy was here every day, which he would never do, it would be annoying to us. But I think when you don't have that many people above you, it shouldn't be that much of a problem. Like, I wouldn't mind having daily calls.
It's like a pyramid system, though. So what you want to avoid is the pyramid system of everything. They say all the information flows downward, right? But if there's only one person talking to the head man of all head men, the owner, then chances are that one person is going to always look great, never get blame, and always have a job. But also in the process, there's probably going to be a lot of people that get into a lot of trouble because they're the ones that are going to be blamed for whatever went wrong because there's only one guy in communication with that top guy. If you can get, and again, really good management, really good owners, they like free-flowing information up and down from several people because now they're getting different perspectives, different opinions. Not a lot. But at least enough so it's not just one because it's not fair, that pyramid setup.
That's how business works, though, man. The owner's not meeting with the OC and the DC and all that. He's going to meet with the GM and probably the head coach, depending on what Nick was talking about, depending on how many layers are in between them.
No,
Bob McNair's not going to sit down.
VP of player or player personnel. He's going to meet with that guy.
Yeah.
Often is Tad talking to head coaches?
Oh my God! Please don't use that as an example. That's daily.
But what I'm saying is you're
if the showers are full. They wait till they get to the locker room.
I mean, when you're the head coach, you're the tip of the spear. So you're going to be the one that has discussions with the GM. When there's a meeting, it's probably three people in the Texans front office. It's Bob McNair. It's Brian Gain, and it's Bill O'Brien, and that's a meeting in his office, and they have discussions. Now, if Bill O'Brien wants to drop Romeo Crennel in the grease and be like, well, we're always playing from behind because the defense kind of sucks. Bill O'Brien.
It depends on the topic. Remember,
coaches don't like necessarily want to stab each other in the back because that gets around, and if Romeo Crennel finds out that happens, he might have a gig one day and need an OC, and he's not going to use Bill O'Brien. I think coaches generally take care of each other, and it's not something
they do.
Absolutely,
they do, for the most part, unless you're a general manager decides that you can pick some of their assistants, because that's when you get, again, it's like you want loyalty in your locker room, But just like that, the coaching staff wants loyalty too, in the fact that they can trust everybody in a room when they're talking honestly about players, and they don't have to go, well, that guy was picked by the GM and we were all picked by the head coach. Whose side is he on?
Yeah.
But the other thing is to your point on the meetings, the one thing where that changes is like draft, like evaluating players. Because at some point, if you just put all your eggs in that one basket again and you believe, hey, they evaluated that player correctly, and you don't do the due diligence to say, I need to bring in my player personnel people and tell me if they saw what he saw or if he – Deshaun
Watson. Ultimately, there has to be one decision maker.
I'm not talking about decisions, though. I'm talking about communication.
Yeah. I mean, you get the input from multiple people. I mean, the job of the GM is to pick the players. So you get input from the head coach. You get input from the scouts. But it's ultimately your decision. It has to be.
Yeah, depending on the organizational setup, yeah. I mean.
So that's what I'm saying, though. Like, you're always going to have that one point person. Whether it's the GM making a player's decision, it's his job to get the right info. And the same thing like with O'Brien, you know, talking about whether he needs an OC or not. Or I mean, that's his – he's the tip of the spear when it comes to the coaching staff and the coaching tree, unfortunately.
All right, we'll continue to roll on. If you want to get in on that discussion, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text, you can also hit us up on Twitter. Right now, I do want to tell you about the good people at Infuse Energy. It starts with the man at the top, as we were just talking about, Josh Pestikoff and his staff. They do a fantastic job because they're local. They're here in Houston, and they're solely dedicated to providing you with energy and doing it, whether it be for your business or your family, at a rate and with a contract that you will be happy with 100% of the time. That means they're going to be honest with you. In the rare cases that some of their competition can beat their prices, they're going to let you know. But more times than not, they're going to set you up with a great deal, with a great rate, and a great plan. And they do that from the minute you pick up the phone. You call 844-INFUSE2. That's 844-463-8732. You're going to get a human being on the phone. You're not going to get an automated system. They're going to talk to you and ask you as many questions as you ask them, because they want to get to know you and your usage and what you're using it for, so that they can set you up with the best plan possible. If you mention ESPN 97.5 during the conversation, you'll get a $25 bill credit right off the top, and then they go from there. Essentially, they are going to make sure that you have made a new friend. They are going to be honest. They're never going to try to pull the wool over your eyes or not let you know when your deal's about to expire and your rates are about to go up. They're going to communicate. That's what they base everything that they do on, because they want to be like a trusted friend that always has your back. Simple, affordable, hassle-free energy from that company that has your back. It's Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, knee deep, hour number 2, 3-hour show. We like to call it The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel, way back Wednesday. Barry, hour number 2, another strong song.
Thank you, my friend. That's very kind of you.
Yep. Got to make up for the hour number 1. as we continue to roll.
That was the hour of suck. AG from the Woodlands said, having a pool doesn't affect your water bill, Nick. Once the pool is full, it's full. Unless you need to add a foot or so of water, but it will spike your electricity bill because the pump runs all day.
It's got to spike something up.
Electricity. But a lot of people are saying, yeah, it doesn't really raise your water bill. After the initial, I mean, obviously you have to fill it up. But after that.
So you have a $700 water bill and a $300 electricity bill.
$5,000 light bill. Oh. Barry, are tickets for the show, are there still tickets available for your show at Scout Bar? I live in the area. They're free. It's a free show. So you don't have to, you just show up to the bar and, that's it. He said, also, what's your picks for your, show pool? I've been on the Barry train on my bookie and your good money. That's from Coach Flea. Yeah. Well, I haven't finished. So I've got my NFL picks for the most part done, but I'm not finished yet. But we'll do them probably Thursday or Friday, Coach Flea. So I promise you we'll have those. And I'll tell you who I pick in our office pool as well.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Barry Bow. So as we continue to roll on to
Barry Bow.
I don't know if you saw this, but Dallas Keuchel, we were talking about the Astros celebration. Uh-huh. He told Mark Berman, and I quote, "Like I said last week, any excuse to party is a good excuse. We did a little bit last night. I'm hurting today right now. I'm lucky to even be talking right now. But other than that, it's going to be real nice today."
Ooh. That's so,
there's a dude that's still young enough to get after it quite a bit.
Would you want your player admitting that?
I would not.
Does it bother you at all that he admits it?
It doesn't bother me because I know that whether the general public knows this or not or is accepting of this, that behavior is going to happen whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I wouldn't be giving quotes like that because it's a bad look. It hurts your endorsements, your image, a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know why. I mean, it wasn't like he was just out partying just because.
But the first line, like I said last week, any excuse to party is a good excuse.
Yeah, I don't know. He's a young kid.
He's not that young.
How old is he?
He's got to be late 20s.
Late 20s,
I
think.
He's a kid. Let him... They're going to party. I think the real funny...
I just think it's a bad look.
The great point that Tongue Dark Chris made was, what if they lose today? Are they still going to celebrate?
He's 30.
He's 30 years old.
He's still a kid.
I mean, I'm 35 and old.
You're an old-ass man, though. 30 is still a kid. You're 1 year from 29.
Nick just
drinks
like a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Drinks like an old sailor. But that, I don't know. It doesn't bother me. But Tongue Dark Chris's great point was, what if they lose today and they still go celebrate?
Again. Now you got to fake it even more.
That would be hilarious. That would be outstanding.
And who's tuning in and hoping they stay in the locker room longer, especially if they do lose today?
Yeah, nobody.
TV coverage and all that. At this point, just turn the page. It's pretty much over.
Nobody's watching a half-ass celebration. Just like,
and they got a chance to lose today based on the lineup they're rolling out there.
Yeah, they're sitting everybody.
They are resting a lot of guys.
Also, I thought this was a pretty interesting tweet from David White. He was curious. Le'Veon Bell's cap hit $11.9 million. Here are the teams that have enough space to absorb it. And he said, who do you think gets them? So the Browns, the Colts, the Niners, Texans, Titans, Jets, Jags, Bengals, Cowboys. And if you need me to repeat any, then you didn't figure out from that list who you think it is. My answer was the Colts. Mm-hmm. They have the second most cap space available at $52 million. They're one of the worst rushing teams in the NFL. I realize that they don't have a great offensive line either. But Andrew Luck looks to be better, and you could get him another weapon and a legitimate ground game that could take some of the pressure off of him and that offensive line.
But
I think that makes a lot of sense.
At the same time, from his camp's perspective, I'm going to probably tell you if you guys are trading for me, that I am not re-signing in Indy.
But that wasn't part of the question. It was just based on cap space.
I say that to say the fact that the Jets not only have their franchise quarterback, mm-hmm. but they're in New York and they have the money. I think the Jets are the team that's going to be the most aggressive to go get him.
Okay.
Because they finally got some momentum going their way for a team that has been, next to the Browns, pretty much a bad reputation for quite a while.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Because some of the teams on the list, you look at it and you go, well, the Bengals have two running backs. The Jags have two running backs that are good. The Browns have two running backs that are actually good. Now, the other one that's interesting is the Niners. If Garoppolo doesn't go down, you look at that because they lost McKinnon. Then they lost McKinnon's backup last weekend.
Yeah, but I think they're second in the NFL in rushing right now.
Well, but you just lost those two guys. So, I mean, I don't know. But now you're talking about a better offensive line. You're talking about a really good young quarterback. San Francisco's
a great
city.
Yeah, but you lost Garoppolo.
That's what I'm saying. Before they lost Garoppolo, I would say there's a team
that
would...
Yeah, but you're not going to rent Brown without a Garoppolo in the same year.
No.
You would if he was healthy, then maybe. But
I'm just...
Breida's been...
Of the list that you put that we're looking at, Browns have two young running backs. They paid a lot of money for Hyde. They drafted Chubb. You're right.
And they're top five in rushing as well. They're not struggling.
I agree with you with the Colts. I've mentioned the Niners. Texans, I mean, you got to know, if you know what Foreman's deal is, and Miller, just for all the money they spent on him, I'm just kind of, So I could see the Texans. I would hope that if Bill O'Brien's okay with it and he instructs Brian Gain to go do it.
I think it also depends on what the deal is. Are you trading Clowney and a fourth round pick
done
for Brown and a third round pick? Bell and a third round pick. You see what I'm saying? It depends on what are they doing to sweeten the pot as well, because it's a couple of rental guys.
If you could get them to bite on Clowney,
which they probably would.
I'm all in.
They need help on that defense. The loss of Shazier has been pretty significant for them. They have Watt to rush the passer, but
that's one guy.
And it's the wrong Watt. Right. But you could still pair up Clowney.
Week one he had three sacks, and now he's
How you think that would piss off Clowney? He's like, I can't get away from the Watts. Can I just shine on my own? Why do I have to be next to a Watt rushing the passer? I go from JJ to TJ. I just want to be clowny and rush the passer. Like, leave me alone.
I think he just wants to get paid. That's why if you're the Texans and you realize if he's really adamant and serious and thinks that he has earned the right to get Khalil Mack, Aaron Donald money, and this is going to be a long, drawn-out process, I'd move him right now.
The only other question that I don't know without looking it up, but it would be questions that I think – it's going to be significant for all parties involved. Or what are franchise options for the guys that might be involved in a trade, including Clowney? Do you have 2 years of? Are you guaranteed 2 years to be able to franchise Clowney? Are you guaranteed another at least year of franchising Bell? We already know he's going to hold out, so you could probably hang that up. He's going to want a deal.
You have to if you're the team that's trying to trade for him. You have to have some serious discussions with him and his agent to go, what's it going to take?
Yep.
And are you willing and wanting to play here? Because if not, it's really senseless for us to think about doing this.
And the number I've seen floated out was anywhere between 15 and 16 to 17 million a year.
It's at least 15. Yeah. It's in the 14, 15 range for starters, for sure.
So do you have that room? Are you willing to pay that to a back that has been one of the best backs in football the last 5 years? But he's also getting older. Backs don't get younger. They get older.
Exactly. And the other thing is, you got to think about this. Because of the fact that he's essentially a rental, until something like that is worked out, the price might not be as high as it otherwise would be if he was under contract and you were trying to trade for a player of that caliber.
And what sucks for Le'Veon Bell that I feel bad is because, in a way, the way football has always been structured is kind of like baseball, in that a lot of the money you get is because you paid your dues and overperformed for the money you were making on your rookie contract.
Yep.
And a lot of that comes from team loyalty. When you look at guys that are waiting on their money like Altuve and Correa, they're going to get it from team loyalty or maybe free agency, but a lot of it comes from team loyalty. And the same thing is true in football. Some of these backs will get their money after they've proven themselves. It's almost like, hey, you got to go out and earn it. So now when you switch teams, it's like, but you're getting older. It's the Steelers that owed you that loyalty because you did all that with them. But now, going forward, there's no guarantee that you're going to be that good.
And the other danger is that he could see a new contract and get a bigger contract. But a lot of that money that's guaranteed won't be guaranteed until later in the contract. Like the first couple of years, you might get smaller lump sums. And that's kind of a dangerous move because after the second or third year, if it's not a fully guaranteed contract, they can just let you go and not have to pay you all that money.
And look, if they don't do it that way, we know about the life expectancy of a running back.
The NFL, they structure contracts like that on purpose. That's the big difference between that and baseball contracts. You don't necessarily see that in the MLB realm. But, yeah, and in the NFL, they definitely structure contracts to where you get the bigger portion of the money later in the contract.
No doubt about it. All right, we'll continue to roll on. You'll talk some football, some baseball, basketball. God, who would want to do that? If you guys want to get on the show, we are open and available. We've got still the second half to get to, so don't go anywhere. And if you want to join, 713-780-3776. That's the HRP listener line. You can call, you can text, you can also hit us on Twitter. Usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back. 90 enough.
90 on top, 90 from behind.
Now it's on top and behind? Dude.
It's 90 somewhere.
Hold the conditioner.
Welcome back to the Usual Suspects. Joel, Barry, and Nick with you until 4 o'clock when the Blitz takes over. Right now, though, we're going to give something away. That's what we're going to do because we love the peeps, and we have two tickets to Oktoberfest Houston just for you, and it's your chance right now. Win two tickets to Oktoberfest. It's Oktoberfest Houston Showcase, the best in German and Texas culture. That's Oktoberfest with a K, by the way. Craft beer music lovers gather for the most festive day of the year, so grab your lederhosen and your dirndls. What are dirndls? Are those like tights? Okay.
I don't know. It's my guess.
It's a good chance to get to sample a lot of different beers. You can listen to some polka music if that's your thing. It all goes down at the Waterworks at Buffalo Bayou September 29th. General admission starts at only $25. You can get tickets at OktoberfestHouston.com. That's Oktoberfest with a K. OktoberfestHouston.com. Or you can win them right now. Be caller number 10, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Caller number 10, two tickets to Oktoberfest. That's a good deal, man. Those are $25. Yeah. And if you don't win them, get them, because it's still not a bad deal for all the fun that you get to have out there.
And
so, good luck.
If you want to know what kind of music polka music is, you just go back on the podcast and listen to hour number one of Nick's Way Back Wednesday, and you can find out exactly what kind of music polka music is, as he's dancing he's dancing with himself in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know that they do have a
polka song?
She's too fat for me. Because I'm telling you, back home, like
that's the top of the charts. All right, speaking
Roll
of back
out
home,
the barrel, by the way, also
speaking of back home, question for Joel: are you going to any Green Bay games this year? How to be going to my first game, October 15th, Monday Night Football, 49ers versus Green Bay. Have a great day, guys. Go Pack. Go hashtag hide your towels.
That's someone that gets it.
Yeah.
I have not. A lot depends on family stuff with me. But I was going to New England, to Foxborough, for the Patriots game on Sunday Night Football. But that changed. So right now, that's a no.
You're not going to go when it's like snowing and stuff.
I love it. I love it. And
I love it.
The last time I was back there, I took my best friend and... he got to experience Lambeau for the first time, and that was the playoff game with the Dez catch, no catch.
Okay.
And it was, he even said the same thing. He goes, if you're going to experience Lambeau Field, you got to experience it with snow and the elements and everything like that. Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
Now, the only time I didn't do that is when I got engaged to Lisa, because I was like, if I want her to be a fan of this team with me, if I take her in December or January, I'm screwed. So I took her for the season opener.
Which was smart.
Yeah, and it was temperature was great. It rained, which sucked, but it didn't hurt my chances of making her a lifelong fan because there was no snow and cold and all that crap.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. By the way, somebody just texted the show and said, hey, I just looked up your show at Scout Bar and it's $10.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Apparently I read it wrong. So,
so you drop Barry lying to people. At the door.
Come to my show. It's free. No,
it's not free at the Scout Bar. My bad. It is $10 in advance. So it's probably more at the door. So you should call them and get your tickets now.
Yeah, he goes by Barry Clay Wolf. If you want at the door.
Give me the ticks. My bad. Yeah. I've got three shows in three nights. Two of them, I believe. No, so here's the deal. One of them is free. It turns out it's the Saturday show in Koontz, Texas. Careful how you say it. Careful.
I'm sorry, is that in Virginia?
Koontz. Yeah. It's near her, Virginia.
Hey, 505 area code. He's not funny.
Koontz, Texas.
Where is
on
that?
Saturday. It is somewhere East Texas-ish.
So how far are you driving?
I'm featuring for Eric Knowles, so that'll be cool. Eric won the World Series of Comedy, so he's
very
a funny
cool. How far is that?
I have no idea. It's out there. It's almost like a drive to Beaumont.
It's a Koontz throw? I've never... I've been here a long time. Nick, have you ever heard of Koontz?
Never.
I don't know that you say it like that either.
I think would never.
Kuntz. It's more like that.
It's not Kuntz?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, so that one I believe is no charge. Although I'm probably screwing that up too.
I drove how long to find out I got charged at the door?
My show Friday at the Secret Group, I'm roast battling Sun Tran. So, and he's been featured on the show. But I'm roast battling him at the Secret Group on Friday. Two shows, 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Those are pay what you can. So that's just, if you want to pay $5, you can pay $5. If you want to pay...
What, you're giving people the option?
The venue does it.
That's it's so just
a,
weird.
You get I know. Some
I'm
of
not
it?
Paying you a penny,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah. They'll give us a cut of the door.
Okay,
usually.
Good.
Yeah. No, actually what they'll do is, they also, for these roast battles, it's kind of cool. They give you a bag, and then people, if they liked your set and your roast, they can put money in your bag, and you keep all the money in the bag. It's I don't know how it works.
Okay.
I don't know.
They've got a system.
But, yeah, the pay what you can shows are always a little suspect to me because I'm like, who's going, I'll pay $5. Like, be like, pay what you can. I can't pay anything because I'm drinking it all. So you're not getting any cash out of me at the door. But surprisingly enough, people are pretty cool about it. They're really honest and they'll put in $5 or whatever. And a lot of times what they'll do is they'll have a jar at the door at the Secret Group. And it just says pay what you can on the front. People will drop some money in there. Then about halfway through the show, like when I did the show last week with Andy out there, we were getting ready to leave and they were like, well, hey guys, these, you know, some of the comics are heading out. We're going to pass around the jar if you want to throw some money in if you enjoyed the show. So if people actually enjoyed the show, then they can put the money in the jar.
And then I mean, it's not a bad system. I would imagine there's some honest people, and I would imagine there's people like me that wouldn't pay a dollar.
Yeah. Well, just you're not honest and you're cheap. You're both.
Well, that's not being honest. It's not being dishonest. It's more being cheap than dishonest, right?
Nick's still rah-rah.
Nah, you ain't doing that.
No, you're an honest
way
person.
To keep it real.
You actually got a caller about that.
Yeah, I don't know that it's called Cooch, Texas. That's not right. I don't know if that was the intern's mistake or if Joshua Kuntz. Just doesn't know. It's Kuntz, Texas. Not Cooch, Texas. Josh, you there? Joshua, what's up?
Hey.
What's up, man?
Yeah, I tried to tell him to be very careful how he spelled that.
Yes.
Yes, it's Kuntz with a T and a Z and all that good stuff. About an hour north of Beaumont. Years ago, I was dating a girl from Dallas, and I brought her home for Thanksgiving or something, and we came back through that direction, and she's very conservative and very shy. And she says, how do you pronounce that? I said, well, how do you think you pronounce that? And I didn't correct her. And got to talking to mom and dad about stopping for gas and getting a burger in the mispronounced Kuntz, Texas. And then she got stuck on it and couldn't quit mispronouncing it. And I just about peed my pants. It's pretty funny.
That's great, man. Appreciate it.
It's like a bad joke.
Yeah. So sorry about the confusion on Scout Bar. It is $10 in advance, but it's worth it. I'm telling you, I'm looking at the lineup right now. Grady Pruitt, Scotty Peterson, Henry Price, Victor Tran, hosted by Dexter Gutierrez, and I'm closing out the show. That is legit. Just Scotty, Grady, and Victor alone would
are
make
it. Are they local? How do they draw a lineup like that far out of the way?
No. This is the one at Scout Bar down in NASA. Okay. But those three guys could literally do a full comedy show like that you would go to on the weekends at a club, and you would leave loving that show. Those three guys are legitimately funny dudes. So Scout Bar show on tomorrow night is going to be a blast. So if you're down in that area, definitely come.
There you have it.
We're going to have fun.
Stay tuned. Coming up next, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to something else. So you've got that to look forward to, which is nice. And we're going to have more of the show, too. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, hey, guys, listen, right now, though, I want to tell you about this new gym in town called Vortex. It is Houston's first and only multisensory indoor cycling and boxing studio. And I know that sounds kind of confusing, but it's really not. They have what they call their rumble classes and their ride classes. And the rumble classes are the boxing classes. And it's this big open area that has heavy bags hanging from the ceiling, kind of in a circle. And the instructor gets in the middle and he walks you through different combinations that you're going to throw and different ways that you're going to work out. And dude, it is a great workout. It's a full body workout. You get your legs involved. You get your core involved. You get your upper body involved. You're getting a great workout. It only takes 45 minutes. And you burn a ton of calories. I was asking them what they thought, like estimate-wise, calories we might be burning in one class. Dude said probably around 500. Not a specific number, but he would estimate 500 calories burned in 45 minutes. What a great workout that is. Same thing for the spin classes, man. You get on that bike, you ride for 45 minutes. When you're done, you've burned a ton of calories and had a good time doing it. That's what's awesome about Vortex. And I like it because it's new. They've got like a smoothie bar, so you can get smoothies when you're done. You can order it in advance. You can be like, hey, I'm going to go work out. When I'm done, can you have a smoothie ready for me with protein and all that? And it's ready and waiting on you when your workout is complete. So they take care of everything. And they've thought of everything. The locker rooms are nice. You can charge your phone in your locker on a USB port while you're working out. So you can get right back to business as soon as you're done. And everything's laid out real nice. And all the amenities are there for you, including what you need to work out. They've got the gloves. They've got the hand wraps. They've got the shoes for the spin classes. All there for you. So you don't even have to worry about going and getting equipment. You can get it right there. And I say all that to tell you this, too. It's luxurious. They've thought of everything, but it's affordable. $25 classes for Spin or Rumble, $40 for unlimited walk-in classes for a week, and you can get an unlimited Rumble or Ride membership for just $195 for the month. And it's great. It's easy to get to. 1707 West Gray is where they're located, right there in the River Oaks Midtown area. 1707 West Gray, but call them right now and get on that schedule. 281-501-3094. 281-501-3094. Or if you can't remember that because you're driving, dude, just hit me up on Twitter at Barry is Funny. I'll send you the info to get connected. Maybe you can come out and work out with me next week when I'm there. 281-501-3094, 1707 West Gray. It's all Vortex. Give him a call. Go sign up and tell him Barry sent you.
We ready?
From the first down to the first bite, ESPN 97.5 and Saltgrass Steakhouse present the official ESPN Houston app.
Now this is top notch.
Download today. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, almost done with hour number two of the three-hour show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. I believe that we just got a flash text that the prices are going down in Kuntz. But before we get to that, breaking news, we do want to be more generous to you, the suspects, which we always are, because we appreciate you. So therefore, in case you've missed it, the Legends of Tennis are coming to H-Town with the Invesco QQQ Tennis Series. We've got John McEnroe, Andy Roddick, Jim Courier, and James Blake in town for a one-night-only competition. It is a unique tournament. It's going to be set up at Tudor Fieldhouse, where the Rice Owls play basketball. They'll set it up in a tennis format. Very, very cool event. And it's October the 5th. So if you don't win the tickets, you can get them at Ticketmaster.com. But you don't want to miss out, because these are some real, true legends. Johnny Mack is awesome. And it would be very cool to be able to see these guys in person. So right now we're going to give away two tickets. Let's go caller 15. Caller 15, 713-780-3776. You win two tickets to the Invesco QQQ Tennis Series October the 5th. Again, McEnroe, Roddick, Courier, James Blake. Good group. Good tennis to see. 713-780-ESPN. Caller number 15. Good luck. So anyway,
the joys of doing comedy. So as literally as I am telling you guys about the gig in Kuntz, Texas, unbeknownst to me, on my Facebook, I am messaged, and it's no lie, I'm looking at the message, the timestamp. Look at that, 2:40. Literally talking about it at 2:40. And I get a message where the booker's like, we had to cancel the show. Some things came up, so we're going to move it. Hope one of these other dates works for you. So everyone that was planning on going from the Beaumont area to come out and hang out this Saturday in Kuntz, Texas, you can go ahead and proceed with the plans you had, because it ain't happening now. On the plus side, I don't have to drive to Kuntz, Texas Saturday, so that's always good. sucks that you don't get the gig, but... And by the way, Nestor Carmona said, Barry, if it's pay what you can at the Secret Group, how do you make any money in comedy? Number one, no one said I made money in comedy. Number two, that's not how every show works. That's how the Secret Group does most of their shows. But that's not... Like, my show at Scout Bar is not pay what you can, and then I get a cut of the door. No, there's this... They call and said, hey, what's your fees to do this? And then you tell them. So, that's not how all the shows work.
Okay.
Just FYI.
I'm bummed that you don't have a show, but...
Yeah, that kind of sucks. It's a... You know, when you're home, and I've been blessed to have the busiest year I've ever had in comedy. So
that's great.
I'm certainly not upset about it. But it does suck when you lose a paying gig. But when it's a long ways away and it's at a venue where you're not sure of and all that, it's a little easier to take. But yeah, it always sucks.
Nick, what's the easiest way to get to Koontz these days?
Probably right after you drive
Dirt
through
Road.
Barry's Farm and pass cut and shoot Texas. You'll get to Koontz.
No.
Never mind.
It's not.
Just never mind.
What? No, it's not there. Cut and shoot.
Yeah, it is.
So why does Austin say it's not? Who keeps putting Cooch, Texas,
Andrew,
on the board?
Intern Andrew. Oh, he's not only intern.
I don't know
Andrew,
if he's
not
an intern.
He's a producer.
Yeah.
He thinks he's all bigwig. He can just throw whatever he wants on there. Let's find out what Austin. This is so weird. Austin wants to talk about another place in Texas. Austin, what's up? Fantastic. Austin, are you there? Austin going once. Austin going twice. Goodbye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Okay.
That was
and,
worth the wait.
And we move on.
That was fantastic. News of the day. I don't know if you saw this or not, but there's lots of stuff going on in sports. One of the things that I noticed right off the top is that our boy, your boy.
Oh, he's my boy.
Your boy. Oh, you love this guy. I mean, this okay. is you can't All stop right. pumping his stats. Kenny G decided to speak up.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Ken Giles, with one game left in the Astros series, we haven't seen him yet in a Blue Jays uniform. But he spoke up about his time with the Astros to the Chronicle and others, and he said he was getting thrown out there like he didn't know what was going on, and they kept me out of the loop a little bit. I wasn't told information I probably needed to know instead of just going into the dark out there without knowing what I needed to prepare for. It's a shame. I enjoyed my teammates there. We did a lot of great memories there, and I was very blessed to be with those guys and got to learn from those guys. He followed it up by saying he felt trapped in Houston prior to the trade deadline. He says, now I'm enjoying the game more I ever did for my entire tenure with the Astros. AJ Hinch responded.
I loved AJ's response.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
He said, Ken's just wrong. Every single player will tell you it's one of the best cultures they've had, one of the best communicational environments they've had. They all know their roles. They all know their situations. To have one person out of all the guys in our clubhouse come out and claim otherwise is just flat wrong.
That doesn't surprise me.
And he said more, but he basically said, to just kind of sum it up, for all we did for that guy and went out of our way to try and give to that guy, that's just wrong, too.
Mm. No real surprise.
I'd like to see him get in against them. I'd like to see what happens.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting. All right, we got 1 hour to go in the big show. Don't go anywhere. The Sports Mappers are going to join us next, and we're going to simulcast all the way till 4. Blitz will do the same till 7. It's ESPN 97.5.
Down to the nearest ATM. I have dreams of sex in the R&B check, but I wake up early and bounce with all the shit when I apply pressure. Son, it ain't even funny. I'm about to stick Bobby for some of that Whitney money. Brian McKnight, I can stick.
ESPN 97.5.